Germany are you in?
I am in Freiburg, southwest.
Yeah.
Germany is like on the border of France and Switzerland.
Okay, how long have you been there now?
6.5 years.
Lorita, and tell me quickly, in terms of traveling and things, you visit so many different places there, right?
In Europe, it's pretty easy to travel. So you can go into the next country for the weekend. Like, I was in Switzerland for the weekend, and we love driving into France. And one of my best friends live in Paris. So I'm always there, like, every year to a year and a half, I'm always in Paris. And I love Spain.
What were some of the biggest challenges?
I have to say, the first year, it was just learning the language. Mm-hmm. You cannot work here, study here, do anything here if you cannot speak German. You have to learn how to read and write and do everything. You can go shopping, but all you really know are fruit and vegetables because you can see it.
Yeah.
Everything else, you can't read the labels. It's just difficult. So that was probably my biggest challenge.
What kind of work do you do there now?
I am actually a student again. At 36 years old, I'm a student again. Crazy. I wanted to get out of retail. So I'm doing something which is called Hotelfachfrau, which you can compare to hotel management. I just finished my second year, and in September, my third year starts.
Are there any similarities between South African culture and the German culture?
Germans love braaiing just as much as South Africans do.
Listen, very quickly, three things we must see if we ever come there.
Freiburg, you have to see the Schlossberg, which is our hill/mountain with a beautiful panoramic view. And they have lovely beer gardens, because obviously you cannot be in Germany and not drink beer.
Of course.
Even if you're not a beer drinker, you will drink beer when you're in Germany.
Yeah.
Something that is a bit of a culture shock, which is pretty awesome, skinny dipping. We have quite a few lakes here where skinny dipping is actually allowed, and people of all shapes and sizes and ages just go and skinny dip. Being comfortable in your own body and just enjoying what nature gives you, and just being able to walk around or go into water, have a swim. And yeah, that's what I love here. That's actually weird, because you would think that Germans are not that open, but in this regard, they're just totally open and don't care what other people think, which I think is awesome.